From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Once again, we count it a privilege to welcome you to another broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the recorded messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Today, Dr. Cairns continues a message called The Cry of the Captive, dealing with verses 14 through 25 of Romans chapter 7. In this message, he explains Paul's teaching that as no one can be saved through attempts to keep God's law, neither can anyone be sanctified by the law. The inner conflict described by Paul of his own experience has led some Bible teachers to conclude that this represents the normal Christian life, a position Dr. Cairns has emphatically rejected. Certainly many, if not most, genuine believers go through such times of spiritual conflict during which they may despair of deliverance. What is the problem? Paul states that it is the body of sin, that is, the flesh. Although the believer's soul has been redeemed, the body still seeks to embrace sin. Here is the Christian's real warfare. We'll hear from Dr. Cairns shortly. First, we invite your attention to this brief devotional thought from Morning and Evening, a collection from the pen of C.H. Spurgeon. Our text for this morning comes from Acts chapter 2 and verse 4. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. Rich were the blessings of this day if all of us were filled with the Holy Ghost. The consequences of this sacred filling of the soul it would be impossible to overestimate. Life, comfort, light, purity, power, peace, and many other precious blessings are inseparable from the Spirit's benign presence. As sacred oil, He anoints the head of the believer, sets him apart to the priesthood of saints, and gives him grace to execute his office aright. As the only true purifying water, He cleanses us from the power of sin, and sanctifies us unto holiness, working in us to will and to do of the Lord's good pleasure. As the light, He manifested to us at first our lost estate, and now He reveals the Lord Jesus to us and in us, and guides us in the way of righteousness. Enlightened by His pure celestial ray, we are no more darkness, but light in the Lord. As fire, He both purges us from dross, and sets our consecrated nature on a blaze. He is the sacrificial flame by which we are enabled to offer our whole souls as a living sacrifice unto God. As heavenly dew, He removes our barrenness and fertilizes our lives. Oh, that He would drop from above upon us at this early hour! Such morning dew would be a sweet commencement for the day. As the dove, with wings of peaceful love, He broods over His church and over the souls of believers, and as a comforter, He dispels the cares and doubts which mar the peace of His beloved. He descends upon the chosen as upon the Lord in Jordan, and bears witness to their sonship by working in them a filial spirit by which they cry, Abba, Father. As the wind, He brings the breath of life to men. Blowing where He listeth, He performs the quickening operations by which the spiritual creation is animated and sustained. Would to God that we might feel His presence this day and every day. As you hear in the introduction to these broadcasts, Let the Bible Speak seeks to present Christ in all his fullness. Are you seeking to present the gospel of Jesus Christ to some loved one, some neighbor, or someone with whom you work? We're pleased to offer you a booklet by Dr. Alan Cairns that is an excellent evangelistic tool. It's entitled, The Gospel of Salvation, Full, Free, and Final. In this little book, Dr. Cairns finds a balance between those who admire the message but keep it to themselves, and those who, in their haste to present the gospel, do not take time to examine its true content, and therefore never really present it in its beauty and fullness. Dr. Cairns understands the gospel, as it is presented by Christ, to be the fullness of God, and he presents it freely to all who will believe. Furthermore, he explains that the salvation declared in the gospel, once received and experienced, is final. The believer is kept by the power of God, and nothing can separate him from the love of God. For a free copy of The Gospel of Salvation, just contact us. You may write Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may email your request to ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may simply call us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Supplies are limited, so request yours right away. Ask for The Gospel of Salvation, Full, Free, and Final by Alan Cairns.
Is. You know what the law is. And of course, you don't do this and you don't do that and you don't do the other thing. And to all intents and purposes, you are living pure and holy. But yet you are struggling in your own soul day by day with a bombardment of evil thoughts, with a heart that's responding, and you come under guilt. and you look at things and you listen to things and you think of things and you follow things that the world knows nothing about, and then you go back to your bedroom and you fall on your knees and you say, Lord, I'm so guilty. I feel so rotten. I feel such a failure. Lord, forgive me. And for a moment you feel forgiven and you get up, and tomorrow you face the same thing and you face the same temptation. You look at the same rotten stuff on the internet. You're bombarded with the same follies and the same filth, and you're back over this again and again and again and again and again. And sometimes you wonder, is there any reality in it all? Have you been there? I guarantee you've been there. Perhaps even tonight you're sitting there. And what's the problem? You're saying, oh, wretched man that I am. This is a body of this death. And by the way, that is the proper translation. It's proper to say it's a body of death. But listen, it's not this body of death. Paul is not wanting to be brought out into a resurrection body. He's saying this is a peculiar kind of death that I'm suffering. It's all in this body. Man, you've been brought there, haven't you? And you ladies are no different. Oh, your problems may be somewhat different in external appearance, but the inward lust, the inward desire, it's just the same. We're all the children of Adam. What's the problem? The problem is a serious one of trying to be sanctified by law. Trying to be living holy by the power of guilt and principle. And I'm here to tell you it cannot work. It cannot work. This whole text says that anyone who seeks sanctification by the law, a folly to which we are all prone, I think even Paul himself, that person's sure to end up frustrated and defeated. Here's the truth. If we want to be holy, we must be delivered from the law. Now I'm in a position to give you the apostle's reasoning. So follow me quickly through this passage. First of all, look at verse 14. I know, or we know, that the law is spiritual, but I am carnal, sold under sin. The character of the law is not enough to make it able to sanctify us. The law is spiritual. Remember how we noticed this in our previous study? Men want to externalize the law and therefore externalize obedience. They want to have all the emphasis in outward action, but the law goes beyond the action and gets into the depths of the heart. The law is spiritual. But the thing about this spiritual law is that it doesn't create spirituality in us, and it doesn't increase spirituality in us. Oh, the law exposes sin. The law condemns sin. The law arouses sin. Why? Because, says Paul, I am fleshly. That's the meaning of the word carnal. I am fleshly, sold under sin. Now remember, this is descriptive particularly of whether it's Paul or you or me, as we're confronting sin with the power of the law. I'm looking at this law. It says, thou shalt not covet, but I'm fleshly. Thou shalt not lust, but I'm fleshly. Thou shalt love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, soul, and spirit, but I'm fleshly. That's my problem. Oh, I understand what the law says. Now, there's more to Paul than this. When he says, I'm fleshly, there's more to him than this. It's not the entire person, it's not the entire experience. But still, he was in the flesh. These words are written by a man who was a real man, who knew all the struggles and the temptations and the weaknesses common to men. And in the flesh, he had that part of him that was susceptible to the allurement and to the domination of sin. You remember in dealing with Romans 6, I defined flesh as the corruption of sin that tyrannizes the body and makes the body its instrument. Essentially, it's the same as verse 23, that other law in my members that wars against the law of the mind. Now this flesh is sold under sin. It's the total slave of sin, as verse 18 would make clear. What's he saying here? He's saying this flesh, it's not exactly synonymous with the members of the body, but this flesh, this force, this principle of evil, this corruption within us, uses the body as its vehicle, as its weapon of sin. How can that be? Are we not redeemed? Yes, we are redeemed. But remember, and this is a verse we should never forget, Romans chapter 8, verse 23. Read the passage before it and you'll see God's people groan in the flesh. Why? Because one part of you has not yet entered into the benefits of redemption purchased by Christ. There's one part of you that will not enter into the benefits of the redemption purchased by Christ until the resurrection. And that's your body. It's your body. 1 Corinthians 9, 27, Paul talks about keeping the body under. That needs to be done. The body still is subject to disease. The body is still subject to desire that's evil. The body is still subject to death. The redemption of the body awaits the coming again of the Lord Jesus Christ. And there's nothing that the law can do, however pure and holy it is, to break this bondage of sin. Second thing, verses 15 through 20, that the conviction of the law is not enough to make it able to sanctify us. The whole force of these verses 15 through 20, notice again what he says, that which I do, I allow not or I approve not. What I would, that is what I desire, that I do not, but what I hate, that I do. You'll see there's a struggle going on here. Here's a man and he's faced with the law of God and it's telling him what to do. And what happens? The law instructs. The law commands. The law convicts. And as a regenerate man, and this is the mark of a regenerate man, I totally concur with the standards and statements of the law of God. I have no argument with the law of God. You see, that's the mark of a genuine Christian. The Christian comes to God's word, God's law, and it says, I agree with it all, 100%, absolutely. I have absolutely nothing but agreement with the law of God. I do not approve of sin. I don't approve of my sin. I hate my sin, and I consent to the law of God. But why the law is the basis of my efforts to be holy, I will always do the very thing that I disapprove of and that I hate. Now again, don't we know what this feels like? Have you never sat there? You've been in a service, for example, where you've been instructed. You've been instructed. You've seen something. This is my duty. This is what I ought to do. It might have to do with Bible reading. It might have to do with praying. It might have to do with witnessing. It might have to do with giving. It might have to do with a whole lot of things. But you've been in a service where you've been instructed as to your duty, what you ought to do. You've been convicted because you haven't done it. And when you've been convicted, you begin to shrivel up with a feeling of guilt and shame. And then the preacher's asked you, are you willing to resolve and make the decision? You see, it's always the decision. This is what's come to curse our churches. We have got to have a decision. As if that decision's going to change everything. Now you're feeling so guilty. Are you resolved that you're going to change all this? Yes, sir, I'm resolved. And you're sincere, and you're honest, and you intend to do it. Haven't we all sat in that very meeting, and you put your hand up, or you lift your heart to God, and you cry, Lord, I'm resolved to do it. What happens the next day?
or the next week, or the next month? Don't we all know to our shame what happens? You're not one hair's breadth the better. Why? Listen. The law convicts, but conviction is not enough to change us. The law can't change us. So then, Paul says in verse 17, I'm consenting to the law that it's good. I know what I ought to do. I know what I want to do. Yet I don't do it. So then, it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. And so important is this that he repeats it again in verse 20. It's no more I that do it, but sin that dwells in me. Now that's a profound statement of biblical psychology. I want you to notice this, that it's not an excuse for sin. Paul is not saying, oh well, you know, I desire to be holy on the inside, and it doesn't really matter what I do with my hands, or what I look with my eyes, what I listen to with my ears, where I walk with my feet. It doesn't really matter, because it's not I, it's sin that dwelleth in me. Let's blame the devil, or let's blame sin, and I am excused. Now that's not Paul's thinking. It's not an excuse for sin. What this is revealing is a deep insight into the inner conflict of people who have been justified. They know that the old man was crucified with Christ, thus delivering them from being in Adam and bringing them into Christ. But their mortal body has not yet received the benefits of redemption, and it's still susceptible to the lure and the lust and the power of sin. It's no longer I, with my heart and soul. Is there a Christian here? Is it possible that there's a Christian anywhere who does not say, with my heart and my soul, I yearn to be holy. I consent to the law. I love the law. I love to be holy. I love to get through to God in prayer. I love to live in a way that pleases God. Is it possible to be a Christian and not love to do that? If you don't love holiness, you're not saved. Understand that. The Bible knows nothing of this kind of Christianity that is filling our pews with church members who are candidates for destruction. The Bible knows nothing of a Christianity that has all profession, but it has no love for God, no love for Christ, no love for the law of God, no love for holiness. It's not Christianity. Is there not a Christian here and you're saying, Lord, I love to be holy, but sin dwelleth in me? One thing is very clear here. A Christian can never, with his whole heart and soul, enter into what he knows the law of God condemns. And if he does what the law of God condemns, he despises himself for doing it. He hates what he's doing. And he recognizes that the law is pure and holy and just and good.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-4255. 5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we let the Bible speak.